Detective, illegal alien cell phone included several videos of himself raping young boys. By John Binder on July 25, 2023. The lead detective in a case where an illegal alien is accused of sexually assaulting at least 10 boys revealed gruesome details during a court hearing on Tuesday. As Breitbart News reported, 63-year-old soccer coach Camilo Hurtado Campos of Mexico was arrested and charged in Franklin County, Tennessee, this month for allegedly drugging and sexually abusing 10 young boys from 9 to 17 years old. The lead detective in the case testified at a preliminary hearing on Tuesday, revealing gruesome details about what she found on Campos's cell phone that led to his arrest. "Once I was assigned the case, I went and obtained a search warrant for the cell phone. I was granted the search warrant," the detective said. "I conducted a manual search of the cell phone and I saw several videos of Mr. Campos anally penetrating young boys." The detective also stated that she found clear evidence in the cell phone's photo gallery that the cell phone was owned by Campo. She also said it was important to immediately get a warrant because of the alleged crimes committed in the case. "At the time, I had no idea who these individuals were in the videos," she said. "I wanted to make sure they were safe. I didn't want continued harm to come to them. I didn't know his immigration status at the time. I didn't know if he was a flight risk. That's the main reason why I thought a warrant ought to be issued, the urgency." Campos was arrested after he left his phone at a local pizza parlor on June 22. Employees went through the phone to find information about the owner and said they found videos and photos of child sexual abuse, prompting them to call the police. 3 of the 10 victims in the recorded sexual abuse were initially identified by police. Since then, 5 boys have come forward to accuse Campos of drugging and raping them as well. The abuse likely dates back many years. Police said Campos has a long arrest record and has been living illegally in neighboring Williamson County for 20 years. In 2005, Campos was arrested for public intoxication. In 2006, 2015, and 2016, Campos was arrested for driving without a license. A group of Republicans, including Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, have since inquired with the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to ask Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas why Campos was never previously deported from the United States. "Tennesseans deserve to know why the Department of Homeland Security permitted this criminal to live in their community and abuse their children after entering the country illegally," the Republicans wrote in their letter. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.